Asenathine Tlabakanya's 18-month doping suspension sidelines him from the Rugby World Cup. What follows reveals the implications of his decision-making and the potential ripple effects on South African rugby. The Lions and Springboks forward tested positive for anastrozole last August and later self-reported the use of dehydroepiandrosterone, or DHEA, an anabolic steroid. Despite the possibility of a 4-year ban, the tribunal imposed an 18-month suspension, set to expire on November 13th, the same day as the World Cup final. Tlabakanya had a 21-day window to appeal, but appears to be accepting the ruling, as reported by Report. Khalid Gallant, chief executive of the South African Institute for Drug-Free Sport, confirms no appeal has been filed, and Tlabakanya reportedly lacks the desire to contest the decision. If he chooses to appeal, he risks extending his ban and incurring heavy legal fees. Crucially, the suspension affects all of Tlabakanya's individual competitive results since the sample collection date, although team results remain intact. With a promising career ahead, this setback marks a significant moment for the prop, who made his test debut in July and contributed to South Africa's recent 73-0 victory over Wales.